Okay, welcome back. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, December 3rd, year 2021. So let me ask you this question. Does Christmas feel like Christmas? Like, do you actually feel in the Christmas mood, the spirit? You know, how do you feel? And I've discerned that not more than 10% of Canadians are really in the Christmas space. They're not feeling it. They're suffering it. They are suffering. For example, Ford Motor Company, I asked the question, what percentage of the people are happy working there? Not more than 10% too. Not more than 10%. Then I asked the father, why is it not more than 10%? It's because of COVID. The COVID restrictions, likely some people are getting fired, some people are losing their job because they're not double vaccinated. I mean, we've got different issues going all over this country. Five-year-olds being hit with some sort of double vaccination program. And some of these kids are going to have an accelerated disease. But they're pushing the booster shot where I discern that the Pfizer vaccine is good for 8 years. On average, it's good for 8 years. Now, they have not completed their studies, but their studies will prove, providing it's ethical, that it's good for 8 years. So Pfizer has to make a choice. Do they want to make a conscious choice and let the vaccines be good for 8 years? Or do they want to say it's only good for a year, 18 months, and make more money and push the vaccine again? That's reality. But here's the reality. The reality is that there is a real God, that God is fully aware of everything. God's aware of every pharmaceutical CEO intent, and so am I, because I'm the extension of God through the gift that I have. And if you got a pendulum, ask the question, is that true? And your pendulum will spin very fast. And so coming February, March, the restrictions are supposed to open up. And I know that because I've been working with the Father to make this happen. But in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of people who's going to be harmed. And I've been saying on more than one occasion, even when I was Einstein, you have to ask the right question. And the question with COVID and the vaccines, and the media people refuse to ask this question. And they are creating a spiritual debt for themselves. The question is the vaccine safe for everyone? And if the answer is no, then we should not, under any circumstances, if I was prime minister and if I knew it was not safe for everyone, there's no way that I would allow the kids or people to be forced. There should be no difference between a child at school being forced to take a vaccine and a nurse in a hospital where they are exempt from taking the vaccine. There should be no difference. But yet, there is a difference that if you're a doctor, you're a nurse, certain field of medicine, you are exempt. But yet, the kids are not exempt unless they have some sort of special exemption, which the criteria is very, very tough to fulfill. And so the real issue now is when we force people, it doesn't matter if it's the military, whether it's a vaccine, it doesn't matter what it is. If we force somebody, this is the rules in the matrix, if we force someone to do something against their will, we create a debt. Now, the people who are forcing those to do something against their will, they may have a Catholic latchpin. It's likely. And I'm trying to figure out how to set everybody free in this matrix because I want to set people free. And I don't want to see politicians get harmed, doctors, no one, myself, my family, friends, everybody, Jewish, Muslim, doesn't matter who it is, Catholics, I don't want to see anyone get harmed. All I'm about is trying to convey what the truth is to the world so that there is a possibility that a few of influence will accept this truth and make changes based on this information, particularly in the area of forcing people to take vaccines. And what's really, really terrible, and I'm saying this is terrible, we've been told that in February, the Ontario government is thinking of allowing us to walk around free without a mask or proof of vaccination. This is what we've been told. So it's only a few 3 months, 4 months from now. So why on earth would you implement a school program to force people to take the vaccine now when it's a risk to the vaccine and only incur much more suffering and incur a higher healthcare cost down the road by those having their genes accelerated? We can't do this to the children. We can't do this, but yet we think we can. I know mothers that have kids, they're so worried. It's not right to put the families in such fear. And it's not right to put university students, anyone, in such fear. Even people who work for the government. There are a lot of people that work for the government that have the same fear. This is not right, particularly if we are going to open up everything February, March. We know what the program is. We know how to treat the people. We have to trust, and we have to stop thinking about these other variants. We just have to trust that God is going to correct everything. And if you knew my gift, you would trust. Because my gift is a no-nonsense gift. And I'm here to help. Many politicians I know from another incarnation, they force people to take the vaccine. And we're in the matrix. This matrix, this is where karma is paid. Unfortunately, many politicians will end up with cancer, heart disease, and different ailments. And they don't need to take the vaccine to get this. This is their debt. And I know one senior politician, for sure he will get colon cancer because he forced a lot of people to take the vaccine. And it will come to pass. We have to really start looking at things differently. And we have to remove our blinders. If we can remove our blinders, there is hope. But I want you to think about what I just said. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to go to break. Then I'm going to come back with my final message. God's message. You listen to Brian. You know this, December 3rd, 2021, and it's Clarity Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will try
Okay, we're back. I'm going to try and fix you. It's going to be tough when everyone or anyone's got cobwebs in their ears. Maybe not everyone, but I'm hoping that I can get the right people to listen and the right people to see. Now, I really want to help. I guess I'm also here to make sure that people don't create karma. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of misinformation in the field of science. And my good professor at University of Toronto, we found out that he did take the vaccine and he got blood clots in his body. Now he's taken blood thinners. And his doctor made it very clear to him that it was because of the vaccine. And knowing this incredible, intelligent human being, he was one that would not put anything into his body. Nothing. He did not trust even a herb. He didn't trust anything. And he was forced, against his will to take the vaccine. And he's on blood thinners. And so he's supposed to take blood thinners for 6 months. But this is a fine example of where he was violated. He was violated. I'm not one of these tree huggers. You know, does the father believe that we should be forced to take the vaccine? That's the question. Let me ask the father. And the answer that comes through me is absolute. So I'm going to discern. The answer is no. Particularly when I asked a question about children taking the vaccine, the answer came back, absolute no. So whoever is in a position of authority and you're forcing people to take the vaccine, you have to also take accountability and responsibility in your next incarnation that you're going to have a karmic debt and that debt will have to be paid. And this is the truth. I fall in the same category. If I do something and the father's not pleased with me, particularly if it's malicious, I'm going to pay the price. But in a lot of cases, it is malicious because many of the politicians and the doctors, responders, whoever it is, employers, they know that the vaccine is not 100% safe. So when you are doing something like this, when you have knowledge that it's not 100% safe and you're giving it to people, on top of that, you threaten them to lose their job, then they lose their marriage, they lose the house, they lose everything. They can't get another job because any job they go to in their field of expertise, they have to be double vaccinated. So it's going to be a huge karmic debt for those who force anyone to take the vaccine. Even though I've taken the vaccine, I only took the vaccine to see what it's going to do to my body. And I thank God that I had the ability to remove certain energies from my body that would have made me extremely, extremely sick as a result of the vaccine. So I'm okay. I'm fortunate, but we've got 7 billion people on this planet. Not all of them are as fortunate, and many of them are being forced to take the vaccine. So, you know, of course, I would like to see everything much better. I would like to see people not die. I would like to see the variants go away. But there's no intelligent approach whatsoever on this planet how to deal with the variants. There's no intelligent approach how to deal with vaccination. The intelligence is not used. And I really believe it's because of the latchpin, the religious latchpin that our politicians have on them where they're forced to do what they're doing. And a lot of the politicians that are doing it, they don't want to force anyone. I know that. I've discerned these politicians. They don't want to force. In fact, what they want to do is hand the responsibility of vaccination to the medical community or the academia or other employers, and then they're saying, we're not going to make that decision anymore. You make it. But it's too late. They already made the decision earlier to force people to take vaccines, and people have died, and people have been injured already because of it. So it's too late. For those of you, get down on your hands and knees and ask God to forgive you. You've got to start doing a lot of praying. The Matrix is now controlled by the light. So, having said that, we're going to be back December 10th. So we're coming back on December 10th. And may all of you have a safe week. And thank you for supporting us. And if you think you need help, well, you know how to get hold of me. Okay, so take care. And I'm going to say goodbye. It is December 3rd, 2021. This is Clarity Radio. And Jennifer, say goodbye.
Bye.
And Ashley, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.